Good evening. Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this night to receive his gifts through his word. Our first reading for this evening is found in Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our second reading for this evening is found in Acts chapter 3. "And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you.' And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and those who came after him, also proclaimed these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned before, this week we will be looking at Jesus as the new Moses, as the promised prophet who was to come after Moses. For the last 2 weeks, we have been looking primarily at who Jesus was, as well as what he did. So we looked at Jesus as being the offspring that was promised to Eve. And we looked at him as being the fulfillment of the promised offspring of Abraham as well, that is the Messiah. And of course, ultimately, we were looking at him being on the cross. Today, interestingly enough, we are going to be looking at how he teaches and at what he teaches. Though, of course, we're still going to look at the cross as well. It's hard to overstate how big of a figure in the Old Testament Moses was. He was the giver of the law. He was, in many ways, the prophet of the Old Testament. Moses is the one who wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, what we frequently call the Pentateuch, and which was, in a very similar way for the Old Testament, what our Gospels are in the New Testament. They were the core of the Old Testament scriptures, the core of the Jewish faith. And Moses was the one who gave that to the people. And so, when Moses tells them that a prophet is going to come after him, that's what they would expect. They would expect this great, grand leader, this prophet, who's going to continue to give them the word and the law just like he did. Now, make no mistake about it. Joshua, the man who in that time period fulfilled this prophecy, was a great man and was that leader for the people, but he didn't really give the law like Moses did. Again, make no mistake about it, Joshua did march with them into the land of Canaan. He did cleanse the land and make it the promised land for the people, to an extent. He actually didn't go as far as he was supposed to, which would cause problems down the line. But then, even while Joshua was alive, and even afterwards, the word of God went quiet. In the book of Judges, it said that the word of God was rare in that time. And again, that's hard for us to imagine, because for us, we have Bibles, we have phones that we can look things up on. We have so many ways to get access to the word that it's probably impossible for us to really imagine what it's like to not have the word at hand. And yet, for the people of Israel, that's what their life was like. And Moses was, in many ways, the solution for that problem for the people as they were wandering in the wilderness. And in fact, it's worth noting that before Jesus came, there was another drought of the Word of God. From around 400 to 300 BC, until Jesus comes in around 4 BC, there were no prophets, which means that there was no word of God coming to the people. Sure, they would have had some of the scrolls, they would have had some of the teachings that were still there, and they would have had the oral recollections of it, but there weren't any prophets. Until finally, John the Baptist comes. And he starts telling of the one who would come to fulfill the prophecy of Moses. And this man was, of course, Jesus. It's funny because I think that we struggle with the teachings of Jesus sometimes. We struggle with recognizing that those teachings are important, that doctrine is important. And yet we recognize that there are rules in the Old Testament that say things like, if a prophet speaks a word that God did not speak, kill him, for he has sinned against the Lord. God takes his word seriously. And Jesus is that word. And Jesus gives us the teachings, and he opens the Old Testament to us in ways that we really struggle to understand nowadays because we've always had it. One of the ways that it's described in Scripture is that when Jesus came, or more specifically, after he came and he sent the Holy Spirit, that the veil was lifted. In other words, all of a sudden, everything made sense, including the Old Testament. Moses doesn't make sense unless you know the teachings of Jesus. You're going to miss the point of the Exodus if you don't understand the point of Jesus and what he's teaching. However, Moses wasn't just a prophet. He was most certainly that, but he was more than that. For he was the one who did lead them in the Exodus, led them out of Egypt, led them out of slavery. And don't forget that Jesus does that as well. In many ways, the people and us were suffering under the slavery to sin. In fact, Romans talks that way, that we were slaves to sin, we were slaves to flesh, even, he says, slaves to the law. But when Jesus comes, he frees us from that. When Jesus comes, he leads us out of the wilderness of our sin and into the promised land of his kingdom, which in this case would be the church. And of course, ultimately, he does that through the cross. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, everything that Jesus did, all of the prophecies about him, ultimately come back to the cross in some way, shape, or form. When Jesus died on that cross, he gave us the purest expression of the Word of God in existence. He gave us the image of God dying for our sins. When he died on the cross, he freed us from the slavery to sin and eventually will free us from death as well. Jesus is the new Moses. Joshua was good, but Jesus is better. Jesus fulfilled this role, and he led them out of this. And unfortunately, just like many times in the wilderness, they blamed Moses and complained. Oftentimes we do that as well. How many times have you thought, gosh, I just wish I wasn't dealing with this? How many times have you wished that God would just deal with the problem so that you don't have to? And yet we should recognize that we aren't any better than those Jews out in the wilderness. That oftentimes we were the ones who brought those sufferings upon ourselves. And that if it wasn't us, then it's somebody else's sin who brought that suffering upon you. And make no mistake, that's not fun. But by enduring that suffering, by living through it, by having faith, and by still loving the people around you, that tells something to the people around you. In the same way that Christ endured his suffering on the cross. We like to think that we're better than the people in the Old Testament, that we're more progressed, that we're more advanced, that we know more. But ultimately, we still act the same. And thankfully, our God is just as merciful now as he was back then. And he will come and he will rescue us out of this wilderness eventually. And there will come a day when we don't have to worry about suffering anymore. A day when we don't have to worry about our sin anymore. And thanks to Jesus and what he has spoken to us, that is, that we are forgiven, we can look forward to that day with hope. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.